say we go out on a date?
Ooh, date night. I'll go change my bra.
Dating sucks.
So, how did the date go last night?
What happened?
Hey, what happened?
I'll tell you what happened.
Were you wine-dined and left behind?
Well, it's time to find out what happened.
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.
Our listener, David, got a hold of us because he wanted to know, well, what went wrong? What happened between he and Shelby, who he had gone out with a couple of different times? How you doing, David? Good morning.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call and helping me out with this.
Absolutely. We appreciate you volunteering to do it. So,
I know you guys have helped out with a lot of relationships.
Well,
so,
I don't know that we've helped, but we've tried. We have gotten some answers before.
We have.
Yes, we have. So we'll see if we can do that for you, too, here. So let's see. You had told us that you and Shelby had gone out twice. Is that right?
And then we had a dinner at her place, and everything was great. Amazing chemistry. She's so beautiful. It was just, like, real connection, just instantly.
Okay.
And it's been a while since I've had feelings like that.
Okay.
She seems super honest. She doesn't hide who she is. While we were on our first date, we went waterfront, and she told me that she was a recovering alcoholic, which I totally respect, and, you know, I'm glad that she worked on something like that, and hearing her journey was so interesting. She's upfront about everything.
Yeah,
it's really refreshing.
Clearly so. If she went there on, you know, a first couple of dates, absolutely, yeah. Okay, I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, that's fine, of course. After our first two dates, she invited me over for dinner, like I said, and I thought that went really well. And since that night, I haven't heard a lick from her. I've tried to email, call, you know, send a text message, carrier pigeon. That was about 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
And I'm starting to think, you know, I thought it was headed one way, and it's so weird to have something feel so good and so real, and then for it to just, you know, disappear like that.
Okay.
So I'm just curious what happened and like to find out.
So we got Shelby on the phone now. Hi, Shelby. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good.
So, you know, we had talked to David. You were listening in. He told us about a couple of dates you'd been on, plus dinner. He told us you were upfront about being an alcoholic, or at least a recovering alcoholic.
Recovery, yeah.
Okay. How long's it been, by the way?
It's just been over a year I've been sober.
Okay, good for you. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, David is a little, that was not a deal breaker for him. He really seemed into you. He just is surprised that after your dinner together, he never heard from you again. So we are kind of wondering what happened too. What's the deal?
Well, I mean, yes, David, he's a very nice guy. And I just don't think it's the relationship for him right now. What he said about, our first two dates are great, and everything David said about our chemistry, it was right on. They were wonderful. It's just when I invited him over to my apartment for our third date, I was really excited, and it just unfortunately didn't pan out the way I had hoped.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, what went wrong?
When he arrived, I opened the door, and he had brought a six-pack of Old Duels with him. And it was just too much for me. Being a recovering alcoholic, I immediately put up my walls and began feeling very uncomfortable about the whole thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, because, I mean, what does that say to you? As a recovering alcoholic, does that say you're with, you know, because...
David, what were you thinking?
What were you trying to say? I guess I shouldn't put words in your mouth. What were you trying to say with that?
I thought I was being thoughtful, kind, nice gesture around the holidays. Something.
Yeah,
that
I
would,
just no. I know. I get it. I know you thought, oh, it's not alcohol, but I know you thought it'd be a nice gesture. It just shows that you don't know what it's like to be an addict and to battle addiction. And the thing is, even the taste, the smell of alcohol can trigger feelings, and it's a day-to-day struggle.
I thought about it if I was dealing with someone who had, like, a cocaine habit and they brought over sugar, would they have a problem with that? And I kind of didn't think that I just thought, you know, I was thinking the wrong way, and, you know, it was just...
Yeah.
Well, except that the only way that they're similar is, well, I don't know, maybe they are more similar than I think. I suppose cocaine and sugar both stimulate the brain quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I know it seems like it'd be harmless, but I've not done cocaine, so I can't speak to that. But I, you know, with the O'Doul's, it's still supposed to have all the.
The taste.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
For you, it's the taste. It's like, you know, for me, like
smell and the, yeah.
When I'm dieting, I don't, and I'm trying to refrain from sugar, I don't even like doing like sugar-free stuff because it just triggers the taste, mm-hmm. and then I just still want more, and then I want the real thing, you know. So I can understand that if that's the path you're on. I mean, I suppose it obviously does it for some people, but I get where you're at, mm-hmm. and I can hear...
It made her uncomfortable, David.
Yeah,
I'm really sorry. You know, that wasn't the intention, of course. Yeah. You know,
I believe
I wish
you.
I wish you told me at the door. I would have left it outside. You know, never meant to make you feel that way. So, sorry. Hope we can
again. And you know, and I appreciate that. And I don't, I guess it's just, I think it's making me feel that I'm just not ready to be on the dating scene just yet. I mean, I don't, I don't expect people to change, but people change because of me, but I guess I realize I have a lot of battles I still have to face, and I think I just need to take more time myself before going forward.
Okay, this seems good intentioned, mm-hmm. Although I am I am lost on the cocaine sugar thing, David, but that's neither here nor there at this point. Look, it just seems like Shelby just doesn't want this, and it made her uncomfortable, and is this something you can't get past, don't want to get past, Shelby, don't want to try again? You said you just don't think you're maybe ready for a relationship, and I can understand a little over a year in that maybe you're not. So mm-hmm. You don't want to go out again, you're done with this, is that right? Am I hearing you right, or am I reading you wrong?
No, you're reading me right. I'm just feeling I'm feeling like this. I'm not ready to be on the dating scene just yet, and I don't want to move forward at this time.
Okay. All right. Look, we're certainly not going to pressure any of that. So.
My goodness,
David, you wanted to know, and now you know. So probably, you know, if you're ever in that situation again, just better to err on the side of night.
Tread lightly.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But anyway,
But try that sugar thing.
No, don't. I don't think so. Okay. Good luck to both of you. Thanks for being on the show to tell your side of the story, and we do appreciate it. And we do wish you both the best, okay?
Thank you, guys.
You bet. Take care, David. Bye, Shelby.
Have you been ghosted?
Are you wondering what happened?
Call the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt After the Show hotline to tell us about it.
At 309-4270.